It's that time of year again, and
there is absolutely no way to escape the fact that the winter holidays are happening in America.
That's right, you can't ignore it, even if you wanted to.
Short of hopping on a plane and going to an island where they have never heard of American culture.
And that's why I was having this conversation with
Dr. Marie Hartwell Walker.
I'm a psychologist and family therapist, and I've been in practice for almost 35 years.
And she's written on the importance of holidays for families. Although she is the first to admit that the winter holidays can be really toxic for a lot of people.
If I go home for Christmas, will Dad get drunk again? Will Mom be at me again about my weight or my grades or my lack of having whatever, enough children, too many dogs? I don't know.
So, since I was talking with a professional, I thought I would ask, is it dangerous to just, I don't know, skip the holidays, take a break?
I don't think it's dangerous to skip the holidays, but I think it's a missed opportunity. Our lives can be so unstable, life changes day after day after day, and traditions provide some predictability in an otherwise unpredictable world. So just think of yourself as a small child and how many new things might happen within the course of a day. And some of those experiences may be confusing or bewildering or even frightening. And some of those new experiences are wonderful, but can also be overwhelming. So the nighttime ritual, usually it's something like dinner, bath, story time, drink. And the stories are two or three favorites, right?
Yeah.
Gives them something solid that they can hold on to in an otherwise very unpredictable world. And that's important stuff. It's helping the child pull together all of that random new stuff and make some sense of it.
So if we're talking about Christmas, we're really talking about one huge tradition. We do the tree, we get presents, we sing these carols, we go to this event. And these traditions give us some predictability that help us pause and make sense of our lives.
You go home, Mom makes the same cookie she always made. You have the same turkey or roast beef you always had.
Right, but what if you don't have good childhood memories?
Those winter holidays can be an opportunity to set something new in motion. And I really encourage the people who are distressed about the holidays to think about what they would like to have happen. What piece of that wish that you always had as a kid can you, in fact, do now that you're the grown-up? Because we can.
And we'd love to know what Christmas traditions that you guys do. I feel like Mr. Rogers right now. And we'd love to know which holiday traditions that you have or which ones that you think you're gonna start this season. Also check out all the other holiday videos that we have. And if you like watching these videos, then you need to subscribe. We'll treat you right. We'll treat you really good. Ho, ho, ho.